This is WKAR. I'm Karel Vega. The trial of the former MSU gymnastics coach charged with lying to police about two athletes and their claim that they told her they were being abused by Larry Nassar continued today. Kathy Klages faces one felony charge and one misdemeanor charge in Ingham County Circuit Court. WKAR Scott Paul was in Judge Joyce Dragonchuk's courtroom, and he joins me now. Hello, Scott.
Hi, Karel.
The jury was chosen yesterday. What are the basics about who they heard from today?
Well, there were the opening arguments, of course, today, but they also heard from MSU Police Lieutenant Andrea Munford about her investigation of the case. And then, importantly, they heard from the two athletes who say they spoke with Kathy Klages in 1997 and told her that they were being sexually abused by Larry Nassar. They are Larissa Boyce and the second athlete. They're withholding her name from public disclosure, so we're not using her name. They also heard today from an investigator with the Michigan Attorney General's office.
What did Larissa Boyce say happened in 1997?
She says, as she has before, that she told Coach Klages about being abused by Larry Nassar. She says that Klages also spoke with the second unnamed witness, and she also asked other young athletes about Nassar in her Jennison Fieldhouse office. Boyce says that Klages held up a piece of paper and said there would be serious consequences for Boyce and Nassar if she filed it. And Boyce described what the encounter felt like this way.
It made me feel embarrassed. It made me feel like I was a liar. It made me feel dirty. It made me feel like I felt like she thought I was making it up. I felt destroyed at that moment.
The second witness, who was anonymous, did her story match Boyce's?
Well, for the most part, yes, but what got interesting was the questioning of both of them by defense attorney Mary Chartier. Her questioning seemed to imply that their memories might have been influenced by conversations and message exchanges they'd had, as opposed to their actual memories of those events from 1997, and especially with the second witness, how she appears to possibly have said different things at different times.
Who else testified today?
Well, the jury also heard from David Dwyer. He's the chief of investigations with the Attorney General's office in this case. The tape of his interview with Klages and her attorneys was played. The audio was not great, but much was made of the fact that the attorney had asked him not to record the meeting. He did so anyway. Now, Dwyer says that Klages, in his opinion, had more reason to lie than the two athletes over things like the fear for her reputation and her job.
And Leslie, how did the day end today?
Well, sadly, I think it would be safe to say there was a witness they had expected to testify for the prosecution today who became unavailable because of a very serious family emergency. And so what they've decided to do is there will be no courtroom action on Wednesday. They're going to return on Thursday. The hope is that this witness will be available on Thursday to give her testimony, but they will proceed on Thursday either way. It's very important to note that all we have heard from so far is prosecution witnesses. The defense has a list of witnesses they plan to present too. And one last thing, Judge Dragonchuk expressed to the jury regrets about the delay for tomorrow, but she hopes that the trial can still wrap up by Friday, but she just cannot promise that. The case may very well last into next week.
WKAR Scott Pohl, he was in Ingham County Circuit Court today for the trial of former MSU gymnastics coach Kathy Klages. The trial resumes on Thursday. Scott, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
You're listening to WKAR.